Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, January 29th. Public lands in Utah have been shrunk in recent months, but for one Colorado-based national park, they're growing. KBUT's Chad Rich has more.
In a time when it feels like public lands are threatened by the White House, some good news is coming out of the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park in Montrose County. Bruce Noble is the superintendent of the park, and he says nearly 2,500 acres are being added to the park due to a purchase from the Sandberg family.
In 1999, there were conservation easements that were put on that property. There was a stipulation written into the conservation easement saying that the conservation fund based in Boulder, Colorado, would have a right of first negotiation on the property if the Sandbergs ever decided to sell it. Came to a point where they were interested in selling. They contacted the conservation fund. The conservation fund fortunately had money to step in and buy it in early 2016. And they held on to it until such time as the National Park Service was able to acquire the money to purchase the land from the conservation fund, which we did right at the end of December 2017. So pretty exciting development.
Bruce, this acquisition secures access to an area within the Black Canyon called Red Rock Canyon. Why is it important to secure access to Red Rock Canyon?
Well, Red Rock Canyon is a very cool place scenically, as well as for other reasons. When you get to the bottom of the canyon, there is wonderful fishing that's available, gold medal trout stream there on the Gunnison River. That canyon has only been accessible through a lottery system for a number of years, which makes for a really unique visitor experience, because if a person is successful and has their name drawn in the lottery, then they basically get sole access to that Red Rock Canyon on a given day during the summer season. And that makes for just a wonderful experience for the lucky recipient of one of those lottery tickets.
What was the price for the land, and how was it funded?
Over $2 million, and it was funded by money that comes out of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And the revenue for the Land and Water Conservation Fund comes from offshore oil and gas leasing proceeds that come to the Department of the Interior. So it is not taxpayer money. It's revenue that comes into government coffers.
This is an example of public lands growing in size, which is intriguing given what's recently happened to national monuments in Utah. Bruce, why is this good news?
One being that survey data shows that the vast majority of residents of Colorado really value public lands as a place to recreate, as a place for open space, and things of that nature. So this is just kind of adding to some sort of outdoor experience that Colorado residents really value. The other reason I think it's really good news is, if you look at demographic statistics for the state of Colorado, what you see is over a 20 or 30 year period that the population of Colorado is slated to double. And so I think open space, protected land is going to become even more valuable as we move into the future because of the number of people that are going to be added to the population of Colorado. So I think it's really important right now, when we have opportunities to acquire additional public land that will benefit the public down the road, that we do that, because it's really going to pay dividends for generations to come.
That's Bruce Noble, superintendent for the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park in Montrose County. Over 300,000 people come to the Black Canyon each year, and Noble said the place is being discovered and visitation is growing exponentially. And now visitors will have more public lands to access. 2,494 acres to be exact. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Chad Rich.
In a related story, Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Jared Polis, both Democrats from Colorado, introduced bills in the U.S. Senate and House last week that would protect more than 98,000 acres of public lands in Summit and Eagle counties. Suzanne Potter has the story.
A new bill introduced in both houses of Congress Wednesday would further protect close to 100,000 acres of the White River National Forest in Summit and Eagle counties. The Continental Divide Recreation, Wilderness, and Camp Hale Legacy Act would create three new wilderness areas for the 10-mile range, Hoosier Ridge, and the Williams Fork Mountains. Josh Lautenberg, who works with a real estate company in Vail, says it's important to preserve the character of the area.
What people love about Colorado is the open space. The majority of people that move to this area predominantly move because of the lifestyle and beautiful lands and skiing and outdoor sports and activities. And all that, of course, depends on keeping our lands wild and beautiful.
The bill would also establish the country's first ever National Historic Landscape in the area surrounding Camp Hale, where the famed 10th Mountain Division trained in World War II. It would also add acreage to the Eagle's Nest, Holy Cross, and Ptarmigan Peak wilderness areas. Opponents say they worry the designations could stifle some kinds of commercial development. The bill was timed to coincide with the opening of the Outdoor Retailer and Snow Show, which moved to Denver after many years in Salt Lake because of anti-public land sentiment expressed by many lawmakers in Utah. The bill's sponsors are Representative Jared Polis and Senator Michael Bennett, who have brought up similar bills in the past. Bennett says this bill was written with input from the people who know the land best.
We heard directly from the communities that ski, hike, mountain bike, and hunt on these lands, and they count on public lands to drive their economies.
The bill would also create a special management area and recreational management areas that protect access for mountain biking in the 10-mile mountains, and it creates important wildlife corridors near Loveland Pass and the Williams Fork Mountains. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.